Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. And it's the hour that we open it up to all of you, the Arizona homeowners. We're here in studio to answer any question you might have about home maintenance, home repair, or home remodeling. Any question as it relates to home ownership in the state of Arizona. We're proud to say, humbled to say, that we are the number one weekend radio show in Arizona, listened to by more people than any other show aired across the state. And we've held that position for almost the entire 30 years that we've been doing the show. So we started the show to stop homeowners from doing silly things, to stop homeowners from being subject to false claims in advertising, and to help homeowners not be taken advantage of. And we've been trying to hold up that standard for all of 30 years.
And on that note of not being taken advantage of, I'd like to recognize, is it Bronvich? Is that
Brnovich?
Is that
Mark Brnovich?
Yeah.
Mark,
okay. Mm-hmm. Attorney General Mark Brnovich is suing a home warranty company for scamming people, for selling them services on warranty and then not living up to those warranties.
Yeah. I love that he's doing that.
$10,000 fine for each violation. The company that they're going after has over 4,000 complaints at the Better Business Bureau. Now, how do you rack up 4,000 complaints and not get shut down?
And still stay in business. I don't know.
It's a New Jersey-based company. That's all I'll say. You can find the name if you look up the article. We're not in the business of bad-mouthing people on air. It's in the article. If you're that curious who it is, find it. If you have a home warranty, and if this company is one that you have your home warranty service, maybe this would be a good indication.
Buyer beware.
That you should cancel that. We're not big fans of home warranty services.
We're not. We're really not.
For this exact reason. There are... if you're worried about something going out on your home or having to be faced with investments you can't afford, there's a lot of times much cheaper option in appliance insurance or
with
unit
your
insurance
with your
homeowner's
policy.
Insurance that you could wrap into that and save money. I think it's called equipment breakage insurance.
Yeah.
Clay at Focus can tell you exactly what it's called. But
and let me just take a couple seconds here and talk about why we're not big fans of home warranty policies. Rosie owns the home warranty business. Romy owns the house. Jennifer owns the plumbing company. As the owner of the warranty company, I'm going to go to Jennifer and say, now listen, I want you to make these service calls as cheap as possible. I'm not going to make any money selling these policies if you're eating up all my money. So you have to commit to me that your service calls are going to be below your cost. And then when you get out on the job, you find things to bill Romy for that don't impact my profit line. So the contractors, the warranty company is sending out to your house is working for the warranty company. It's not working for you.
And I could possibly be incentivized to keep my job by meeting a quota. And if I don't have a certain sold quota at the end of the month, I may be out of a job.
We are much more supportive of the idea of recognize that your house has a monthly maintenance cost to it, replacing roofs, replacing water heaters, replacing appliances, and get that budgeted and get the money in a savings account. And when it does happen and you do need service, work with someone you already have a personal relationship with that you know you can trust. And if you're in want or need of someone to build that relationship with, that's why we have RosieOnTheHouse.com. Proud to say, not only are we the number one weekend radio show in all of Arizona, we are the number one contractor referral network in Phoenix and now in Tucson. So we're tickled to death that you, the Arizona homeowners, have awarded us with those top honors. We outpace every other referral directory, whether they're local or national, in the entire state of Arizona.
And again, Attorney General Mark Brnovich, good job going after him. Thank you.
Hey, got an interesting letter today from Stephen down in Tucson.
And he says, and that's letter. That's paper.
This
that's
is a handwritten letter. He says, please send me one of your new 2020 home maintenance calendars. I heard about the calendars and your services on the radio, KNST, 790 AM, on Saturday, just this past Saturday, October 5th. I greatly appreciate the great services and help on your referral of certified partners and contractors and for home repairs. Do you have a complete listing by category? If so, please send me a copy. I do not have a computer. I do not want a computer, so I am unable to go online to request this information. I do apologize, but I do not want a computer. Thank you for your service, Stephen,
so,
down on Ruthroth in Tucson. Send him a 1919 and a 2019 and a 2020 calendar.
Who was president in 1919? That's what I was thinking of.
Was that Woodrow Wilson? Or was it Taft already? It was either Woodrow Wilson or Taft.
Wilson. Okay. I was thinking the one that was assassinated, that was 1900.
I can't remember the Wilson's last year.
No,
it was in World War I. Anyway.
But he asked if our list is printed anyplace, and he's asking for a calendar.
And the list is in the calendar. We never printed a list before because if we have to remove somebody from the list, we can no longer, we're not a police agency or government agency. We can't enforce our code of ethics and our complaint resolution policy on a company if we have to remove them from the network. And if we remove them from the network, it's because they're not following the complaint resolution policy or the code of ethics. And so we never wanted an old partner associated with us on a printed list somewhere out there that, you know, was left 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Well, what do you do with a calendar at the end of the year? You throw it away and get a new calendar.
Yeah.
So it's a way we can make sure that that list gets updated and recycled. And we're getting ready to mail the 2020 calendars. We have them in-house. If you were at the Saba Home Show last week, you had a good chance of getting the 2020 calendar. But we're not going to mail those
hot off the press
until closer to...
Was the ink even dry?
December. It dried on the drive from the printer to the Tucson Convention Center.
I bet it did.
So if you'd like that list, now's a great time to get on the mailing list because we do one mass mailing to everyone that's on that list. And it'll go out in December, and you only have to ask for it once. We'll just continue to mail it year after year as part of being every Arizona homeowner.
If you requested a 2019
or a 2018,
and we mailed you one of those,
don't need to ask for a 2020.
You're going to get a 2020.
You're already on that list. Now, if you call and ask us to be taken off that list, we will, but we're not going to send anything else. It goes in the U.S. Postal Service to your house. We don't share your address. We don't do anything other than send that one time a year, or if you win tickets, then we send you the hard tickets in the mail. But that's the only other time you'll get something from us in the mail, so it's not something you have to worry about.
Now we're
getting bombarded with flyers from everyone. And it's interesting. You know, here's one of our partners who really uses it right, Deborah from Verde Solar Power. I'm so used to saying following Valley after the word Verde.
Yeah, right.
And they've been getting on me. It's Verde Solar. No Valley in her name. Verde Solar Power. We made a special mail delivery of a box of 100 because they have an event coming up that they wanted them for and giving them out. And they're like, this is the most powerful thing we've ever had to leave our homeowners. And whether we get the job or not, we make sure everyone we visit gets a calendar because everyone needs this type of directory for their home and this maintenance calendar. And it's got a lineup for the shows that we're going to be covering on the topic. It's probably the best single resource we've ever put together outside the broadcast for homeowners.
And we have you to thank that.
That was your idea.
My idea that never went anywhere is until you jumped on it and got it done. But it's a calendar that also becomes a maintenance homeowner's manual for your house that includes some really pretty pictures of Arizona that we run an annual photo contest for. So
yes, if you take pictures of Arizona,
send them to us.
Landscapes or wildlife, you can email them to info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we'll post those on our website. And viewers that go to the website have an opportunity to vote for which one's their favorite. 12 most popular will end up in 2021's.
That's all the things we do to try and become.
Not all.
That's some of the things we do to try and become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And I want to talk a little bit about, in this season, the surge that we're going to see from homeowners on wanting remodeling work done ahead of the holidays, ahead of friends and family coming in to stay, or the family reunions. And if you've got something you want done by the holidays, please don't wait any longer than now to call us. We're not going to do anything without a building permit. That takes a little bit of time to go get at the city. We're not going to do anything without all the selections being made, or 90% of the selections made. Because one interesting thing about these tariffs, we've actually specified ceramic tile for that backsplash, signed the contract, and then gone back to the tile wholesaler. And they said, well, 2 hours ago, we were just told we can't get that anymore. So we're having to juggle that little game. It's adding a little bit of unknown. It's all the more reason, if you want a project done, deal with someone that has the experience to know how to pull it off. So holiday remodeling, now's the time to call. Richard's trying to remodel something at his house. Richard, I'm going to ask you, just hold on through this break, and you'll be the very first call we take. I appreciate you holding. We do have open lines. If you'd like to visit with us, we'd love to help you with anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin right here at Rosie on the House.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Your fiberglass product, in my opinion, it's the right window for Arizona. Explain that a little bit.
Pella's got a patented process. They pultrude fiberglass through this die. It's a matted material. So unlike the back of a shower enclosure, you know how it's random strands and
yes.
All pokey.
Right.
That's not what our windows look like. It looks like almost like a window screen mesh when it comes through and ready to put into the frame. And once it's all heat sealed and made rigid, it goes through a powder coating process. So you can get a really nice looking window that's very strong, very durable.
What matters is how you treat your doors and windows. They are the weakest link. Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.